Hello, this is Ryan Cooper with episode 1 of Mind Sense. Welcome back to school, not. A huge and warm welcome back to all our students, parents, and staff. It would be silly to ask how your holiday was, as I can probably guess quite easily that you did not go anywhere interesting, you did not see extended family or friends, and probably didn't even leave your homes that much. So it is with this in mind that I welcome you all back to Term 2, where we're going to all attempt to create the new normal. COVID-19 has arrived on Earth to change life as we know it, much like I would imagine an alien invasion from outer space. It has been surreal to wake up each day, reminding myself that it is not a dream and that this is our new reality. Lockdown has felt like a suspended time of limbo, waiting for each address from the president, sanitizing ourselves into oblivion and going slightly mad at home with no escape. But life has to go on. I'd like to address our students most specifically at first today. How are you guys feeling? What are you thinking? Surprising questions from a therapist, I know, but I'm interested to find out how you are viewing life at the moment. Please email me with your thoughts at rcooper@redhill.co.za. It would be pretty normal to be feeling, well, anything about now. Anxiety, panic, depression, and fear. Too grateful, ready for the challenge, and eager to get started. The point is, no feeling would be out of place here. When change of this magnitude strikes, there is no one best way to think, behave, or feel. So I'd like to suggest that as you embark on this journey, that at the outset, you foster a self-supportive mindset as best you are able. More specifically, to acknowledge what you are feeling and thinking, and to allow yourself to experience these emotions and ideas. A self-supportive approach means that your aim is to be fair to yourself in adapting to this change, not being unnecessarily harsh with yourself if you're not getting the hang of something, rather taking breaks and deep breaths and trying again. Beating yourself up because you may find an aspect of change personally challenging is going to cause you more stress in the long run. You're not alone in this process, and there is help available. A self-supportive approach also means that if you become aware of something that you are struggling with, that you work towards reminding yourself that this process can be hard and that no one will get everything right all the time. In being supportive to yourself, you may find a study buddy to work with or spend time working on time management or whatever the particular issue is. You can identify these challenges and one step at a time, find small steps forward in empowering yourself. Attitude is everything. If we see this change as a big scary beast, then that is how it will feel to us. And that is how we will interact with this change. We will avoid it. We will not engage with it. We will tell ourselves that it's too much. It's too much change. It's too overwhelming. I just can't do it. Whilst this might be true at times, change is so much more. It is really down to our attitudes towards change that can make a positive and effective shift in our ability to cope. Change is also exciting and brings new opportunities for growth and new experiences. It allows humans to use their minds like they may not have used them before. It requires us to live more mindfully and in awareness of ourselves, our environment, and others. Your attitude plays a really big part in determining how you will surf this wave. So I ask you to write down something here, somewhere the answer to one question. The question is, how would I like to see myself reacting to this change? I'd like you to write down whatever comes to mind and stick it up somewhere that you'll see it each day. If we look back at how many times our species has adapted and changed, it is astounding. Our species has overcome so many challenges and changes, and yet we have endured. We have a biological and psychological strength and determination in us that has kept us surviving. We will most certainly survive this too. Guys, there will be teething issues, you know, glitches or problems that pop up from time to time that we were not expecting or prepared for. Please know that this is normal and these hitches can be fixed. So I'm reassuring you that the school and the staff are fully committed to being available to you and to help to the best of their ability. I wanted to let you know that you can also have therapy online with myself or any of the other psychologists on campus. Anne, JP, Emma, Desiree, and Lauren, all our psychologists are here to support you. You're welcome to get hold of us on our emails, which is our first initial, our surname, at redhill.co.za. I'd like to end this episode with a mindful moment. Today's mindful moment is a short guided imagery session. So if you're game, get rid of any distractions, find a comfortable place to sit, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. Take a moment to scan through your body from toes to head, noticing how each part of your body feels, where there may be tension, and where you are at ease. As you slowly scan through your body, take in a deep breath, perhaps to the count of four. Then hold the breath for about 3 seconds and breathe out for four or more counts. I want you to repeat this a couple of times, just allowing yourself to arrive in your body, allowing any distractions to just be off in the distance. And again, breathing in approximately 4 seconds, holding that breath, and breathing out for four or more. Don't worry too much if while you're breathing this way you get distracted. Just come back to my voice when you become aware. Again, continue taking that nice deep breath in, arriving in your body, centering yourself just to this moment as you breathe in and out rhythmically and deeply. Where you have found tension in your body, take a deep breath in and imagine that breath going to that body part and releasing that tension as you exhale. This tension could be physical pain, discomfort. It could be emotional pain. Just as best you can, following that breath in through the nostrils and out through the nostrils or the mouth, whatever you feel more comfortable with. Noticing which muscles you've tightened. Is your jaw tight or your shoulders tight? Is your posture poor? Is your stomach tight? And if you answer yes to any of these questions, just breathe deeply into that area and release that tension as you exhale. Now in your mind's eye, try to imagine the following. Again, don't worry if you get distracted. Just come back to the sound of my voice when you can. Imagine a seed, any seed you like. See it in your hand. This seed is term two. See yourself finding good fertile soil to plant the seed in, somewhere with enough light and space and water. This represents your approach and attitude towards the work that term two holds for you. What will your fertile soil be? What is the light, space, and water you need to help you achieve your goals? See yourself reaching down and creating a bed for your seed. Notice how you feel about this seed as you plant it. This is you grounding yourself and rooting yourself, committing to what the term holds. Plant your seed and cover it up with soil. Water it and stand back. As you continue to breathe peacefully, watch your seed start to grow, pushing through the soil. The first stalk appearing. Now watch it grow in front of you. This is term two, beginning. This is you on your way. You are firmly rooted in your plan on working through this term. The stalk grows leaves and flowers. You can see how your hard work is turning into results. This could mean even areas that you have found challenging but have not given up on. The fruit ripens and is ready for eating. Your knowledge of the concepts learnt is stored in your brain and is understood comprehensively. The flowers release new seeds that fall to the fertile soil and embed themselves as new goals or challenges that you can take on. This cycle is endless. The original flower begins to wilt and is dying, ready to be reabsorbed into the soil. This may be a disappointment or a difficulty you've experienced, or the end of a particular chapter. But remember that the dying plant fertilizes that soil that keeps all your dreams and goals growing. Take another deep breath, and in your own time, open your eyes and set your intention for the day.